Grandpa's Gamble by Richard Michelson. Illustrated by Barry Mosier. Read by J.O. Sanders. Grandpa Sam rocks in his chair, his back hunched over, his head bowed and covered by a plain black yarmulke. His hands are thin and brittle as the holiday matzah. All morning and all afternoon, my sister and I have to tiptoe around the house. "Shush," my mother whispers. "Don't disturb your grandfather while he's davening." "Grandpa's always davening," my sister groans. "He never does anything but pray. Esther's grandpa owns a movie theater. Yetta's grandpa played for the Yankees. Molly's grandpa's a millionaire." "Ernie's grandpa," I add, "was a pirate king." "Quiet down," my father yells. "Don't disturb your grandfather while he's saying his prayers." "I'm bored," my sister whispers, rolling her eyes. "I'm bored," I answer, rolling my own. My sister sighs. "Come on," she says. "Catch." She pretends to throw me a knuckleball. I dive to my left. "Careful," my mother calls from the kitchen. "Don't disturb your grandfather while..." But it's too late. I've already banged into the old credenza. The door swings open and photographs are flying like a swarm of locusts. One circles in the air and lands near Grandpa Sam's chair. It's a photograph I've never seen before. In it, a man I barely recognize is staring straight at me. His face is as handsome as a movie star's. His hands seem as strong as Babe Ruth's. He seems proud. It's the hat that does it. His hat is tilted, just so, on top of his head, like the hat of a millionaire. And he's holding a baby in his arms.
"You think I was born a boring old man?" Grandpa Sam laughs, looking up from his siddur. "Behind this wrinkled brow, there's a boy and his story. In Poland, where I was born, life was hard for the Jews. We were hungry and forced to live in ghettos. Children were forbidden to attend cheder, and our parents could not hold good jobs. There were pogroms. Houses were burned, and Jews were beaten." "So your great-great-grandma and great-grandpa saved what little they could to send me to America. There I could be free, and the streets would be paved with gold. I wasn't much older than you, but I knew from my father's tears that I would never see my parents again. Remember us in your prayers," my mother whispered in my ear as we embraced for the final time. But then I landed at Ellis Island with thousands of other poor immigrants. I soon found out that jobs were scarce and Jews were plenty. It was a second exodus. We poured like an unending human sea into the slums of New York, our promised land. Streets of gold? Freedom? People were free to starve. Children competed with grown men and women for jobs. Their pay was pennies a day. How would a boy like me ever survive? My cousin Cy had arrived a year before. "An honest man," he told me, "can't even make a living picking pockets anymore." And he taught me to gamble and how to cheat at cards. At first, I was all thumbs, but soon I could pull cards from thin air. "Wow," I'm thinking to myself, "Grandpa was a gambler. Wait till I tell Ernie."
Wow, my sister says out loud. Grandpa was a gambler. What'll I tell Esther? Her eyes are open wide like my own.
10 years passed, Grandpa Sam continues, and I grew wealthy. I married, and soon your mother was born. One Passover, your grandmother invited the whole neighborhood to share our feast. I remember how proud I was in my new hat, holding my precious daughter. Proud as an American millionaire. But that evening, your mother became ill, and each day she grew thinner. I hired the best doctors that money could buy.
My medicine won't help, said the first. You need a miracle.
The odds are against her, said the second.
A long shot,
added the third. They shook their heads from side to side and made a clicking sound with their tongues, like dice rattling. I'm a gambling man, I told them. I'll bet all my money on God's mercy. It was my final gamble. The very next day, I gave away my fine hat and replaced it with the plainest black yarmulke. I knew I had to change my life. My parents had not sent me to a new land to learn to cheat and steal. It is children, they used to say, that make a man wealthy. And every morning I pray for their forgiveness. And every evening I pray for your mother's health.
Come to bed, your grandmother used to yell. Children get sick and children get well. You are not so important that God's plans depend on your prayers.
Just like you, she would roll her eyes. But I was as stubborn as Moses standing before the Pharaoh. And miracle of miracles, the angel of death passed over. Grandpa Sam leans back in his chair. His eyes close and he begins to rock, back and forth,
I'll bet you one thing, I tell my sister.
She groans.
Don't you start gambling.
I'll bet you, I say, that our grandpa is the best grandpa in the world.
Company's coming, my mother calls from the kitchen. Already she set the Seder table and decided where she will hide the afikoman.
Shush, I tell her. Quiet down, my sister adds. Don't disturb Grandpa Sam, we whisper together, while he's saying his prayers.